7242.
Hello, 7242. Are you able to get the plate number from that limo so that we can get that called in?
Oh, he's moved. I'm past him, but it's because of him that we got all buggered up so bad. You know, he's stuck behind me, but I'm next to a car in front of a restaurant. I think there's people that want to get in their cars and move, but they can't because I'm just too close. Well, we had two buses that were trying to fit in one little tiny space, and both of us were working to try to avoid what happened.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to give that other bus a call. If he, next time, you can, they can always make a right-hand turn on Emerson or Sumner and come over to 33rd and take the alternate road over there to get through if they do see some sort of blockage. So I'll give them a call. And just for your information, you know, if you ever come across that again, if you see a blockage further up on 30th, you can always proceed further on Alberta or make a right on Sumner, come in the other way. So, it is an option to go that way. I will give them a call, and a supervisor is on the way to help you out.
Thank you. And I was on Killingsworth when all of this took place, so we could, I didn't know if I should go straight. I mean, I thought about it, and maybe that's what I should have done, is just stayed on Killingsworth.
Well, as far as, if you do see something like that, it's best to hold up on Killingsworth, but... Yeah, I know. It's a difficult turn. It's very tight right there, and it's hard to see because it's a, sort of a blind turn right there. All right, yeah, I'll go ahead and let you go at 2041.